Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys and gals, this is Jesse.
This is Tyler.
And I think, Kyle, are you here? All right, so maybe Kyle's not on. Hold on. Let me put him on. Oh, I didn't click him. That's my fault. Are you there, Kyle? Kyle. Okay, well, we'll try and get Kyle on there. So today we're talking about episode 21. It's a remake, reboot, and good for you. So basically in this episode, we're going to talk about everything from a little bit of Kardashian. That's right, I said Kardashian. They're not completely out of the subliminal media. And we're going to talk a little bit about, let's see here, some pop stars, some action, top female action stars, whether they're hot and doing the right thing. As far as our list, we're going to do a top five personal favorite for that. And then also we're going to talk about Netflix, how they're able to do it right. And do it tight. So, I guess first and foremost, how you doing, Tyler?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm vertical and breathing, right? I'm here. So, I'm doing good. I mean, you wake up every day, you know you're breathing. That's a good sign. There's not a lot of people doing that.
I know, right? I mean, you know, just the other day, I thought I wasn't going to wake up vertical.
It's like that Louis C.K. joke. There are infinitely more dead people than there are alive people. So just be glad that you're alive.
Well, not only that, but like, you know, I woke up and I was like, damn it, I'm horizontal again. So we got a great show. And okay, I was looking at a thing. Kyle's having a little technical difficulties, but he will be joining us here shortly. So basically, we have a really good episode lined up for you guys and gals tonight. First off, we want to say hello to our friends in Russia for joining on with the JK podcast. Also, New York City and the great state of New York, and along with Massachusetts, Boston.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I love Boston. I only went there one time. We went to Fenway. It's the best park ever.
I heard some good stories. I need to go there. Experience the Red Sox.
I will say that they are the town that rules Dunkin' Donuts. We took a tour of Boston, like the main square in the city, and the tour guide told us that they're over, and this was probably 8 years ago, so they probably have more now, but there were over 90 Dunkin' Donuts in Boston City alone. There was a Dunkin' Donuts on every single block.
That's pretty cool. That's a lot of flatbreads.
That city runs on Dunkin'.
It really does. It's not bad. So, yeah, we got a great episode tonight. And, you know, of course, I'll say happy birthday to my little girl. It's her official second birthday. We did a birthday party this past weekend. It was pretty successful. And we had a lot of people show up, so thank you to all. I know Kyle and Shelby was there. Had some friends and family that was there. And so it was pretty cool. We had a little, she calls them hoot hoots, but, you know, they're owls. So we had an owl cake for her. It was owl themed, so we had owls all over the house. We had, like, little butterflies and stuff posted up everywhere. I mean, like, you probably see, like, there's a blow-up owl out there. There's an owl still right there on top of the thing.
Well, I see it. They don't.
Yeah, they don't see it. As I'm pointing, I'm talking to, you know, Tyler and all. So, also, Tyler, you want to tell them about Patreon, what you just recently did? Spent, like, half the day doing it?
Oh, yeah. All our episodes are now up on Patreon. We are definitely going to be posting all of our episodes on Patreon. We're also going to be starting loading special episodes for Patreon patrons. That's essentially it. I mean, look out for new content. We're going to blast it out on our social medias. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Blog Talk Radio. And then we're also on Cass, the Android.
Yep. Don't forget iTunes as well. Yeah. Find us on the iTunes app where you can download, listen, and subscribe. Get the best of the JK podcast. Last episode was mainly about politics, pop culture.
We talked about a good bit of stuff that time, though.
We really did. We had some good calls come in and challenge our theories, also challenge our beliefs, I guess you could say. And then we found out that Kyle would be a good politician because he would never answer a question directly. He always bent around the bush.
He sounds like Donald Trump. He needs to do an imitation on that.
Yeah, we need to do a little, John Cena?
It's funny you say that because we were speaking of Trump and then you talk about WWE.
Yep.
There's this whole controversy going on right now. And I think it's so funny because it's not even like serious. It's news corporations trying to turn a meme into a massive insult. I don't know if anybody else heard about this, but CNN recently, after Trump tweeted out that meme of him like beating up CNN during the WWE, they found who originally made it, and now they're essentially blackmailing this guy and telling him that he can no longer make me.
Damn. Like, how? I mean, you can't even get away with that. Like, you know, he's like, whatever, I'll just start a new email.
Well, they know his identity now. That this man, like the writers, like went in and found it. But there's a Julian Assange from WikiLeaks actually tweeted out saying that it's illegal what they're doing, and I can see how it would be. But I think it's hilarious that they are burying themselves under such a stupid story as a meme.
Really, that's interesting. I think that he should just start a new identity on Facebook and make it official. And nobody will ever know. Well, you know, that's where he starts hacking into his friend's account and start using his friend. I think you're about to say that too. He starts taking his friend's identity to make me say, like, dude, well, I'll pay you $5 to
get
this
what
name.
This guy's name was. His screen name that they found was Han Asshole Solo.
Well, just take asshole out and he'll have a new identity. Be Han Solo. Maybe he could do, like, you know, the Star Wars thing where the next person is Ben Asshole Solo, you know, for Ben Solo, of course, for, you know.
It's funny we're going on that, too, because I'm really excited about this new Star Wars movie that's coming out.
It looks pretty decent.
And the cast they got, even the Han Solo movie, they got Donald Glover in there for Lando Calrissian.
That looks pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, Lando was always a, like, goof, so it kind of fits the role.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Childish Gambino or Donald Glover, I always call him Childish because I knew him when he was a rapper, and then I found all his comedy.
You know
what would
be really cool is if Barack Obama made a special appearance and was, you know, Lando Calrissian's dad. That would be a huge thing.
I think he'd be a horrible film actor. He's phenomenal at acting as a politician, but I don't think he could be.
All he's got to do is to show up and do a skyhook. And have, like, a couple of, like, botched film scenes of, you know, him having, like, sex with, like, Lando Calrissian's mom, you know, Oprah. And, you know, end up having that whole predicament there. But ultimately, I mean, I guess that could kind of roll into almost like a Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, where, you know, what's his name was? What was his name? Kurt Russell or whatever? Yeah, Kurt Russell was the dad to Christopher Pratt in the movie.
Well, see, I still haven't even seen that.
It's hilarious.
I want to see it. I really do. But I've been catching up on so many other series that people have been telling me to watch.
We got to catch up on that because that's a pretty epic movie. It's pretty funny. Right. Not as, pretty good as the first one. Not bad, but still pretty funny. All right, so as we dive into this episode, we talked about Donald Trump. So mention that the whole meme thing again. Kind of update people. Why are they going after this guy? And is Donald Trump ruining his life like he ruined Kathy Griffin?
Okay, well, here's essentially what's happening. Right now, the internet is basically in a revolt against mainstream media. And the biggest problem is that mainstream media is making a bigger deal out of things than it needs to be. I mean, I could definitely see the issue with, like, hate speech and stuff like that, but most of these memes are harmless, and most people find memes hilarious.
Yeah.
The funny thing about this whole story is that CNN tracked down a guy who basically just sits at home with his family having fun, like me or you. It's like if I made that meme and Donald Trump tweeted it out, and now I'm getting a dox threat. So it doesn't make sense. I mean, you can't hold people like that. You can't treat people that way.
That's pretty shitty. Like, who has that much time at CNN? Maybe it's like an intern.
Well, I think that honestly, they're burying themselves right now. People are super upset with them. They're losing tons of viewers. Even Fox News gets more viewers than them now.
Wow.
Like, they get double the amount of viewers than them.
Well, it's like, you know, Donald Trump says it is the fake media. There's no legitimacy to CNN whatsoever. Never has ever been.
No, that's true. I mean, they even when the WikiLeaks came out during the election, they said that it was illegal for you to look at the WikiLeaks.
Really?
Yeah. They said you can go look up the clip, which is insane because it's not illegal.
It's kind of like back in the day where they said you couldn't download music, but everybody did live LimeWire or something like that, and then they
came out later. Well, that is actually illegal.
Yeah, well, you know. 10 years later, they'll find out when they get a big old fine from a lawsuit. But, yeah, so that's one thing that we were talking about. You know, be careful what you mean.
But going off of that, actually, because we're talking about free speech right now, just to get this out of the way, there's another major thing going on, and Facebook made an announcement too, but Germany has now put in new laws against certain types of speech that can be posted up on social medias. And Facebook made a statement basically saying that this law is going to just stifle the media. It's going to stifle free speech online, which I believe it will too, because essentially the law is stating that any company that violates that law, that they see something that is considered hate speech or harassment or anything like that on a video, they can take you to court and fine you like $50 million.
Really?
Yeah. It's insane how much money they're asking for. I mean, that's like if we made this podcast and they heard it and we said something and they asked us to take it down and we didn't, we would go to court for it.
So basically, be careful what you mean behind the mean of your mean. And if you live in Germany, just stay off the fucking internet. Play Call of Duty and then stay off the internet. So, yeah.
But that's all the politics out of the way. Let's get to, like, some of the more interesting controversies.
Is we talking about Janet Jackson's boob again?
No, we're not talking about Janet Jackson's boobs. All
right.
We'll talk about...
they're fake. Just so everybody knows.
Just a little side note on some game news, because there hasn't been, like, a lot of game news. But a couple of the past shows that we went on, we were talking about Final Fantasy 15. Well, they came out with a phone app. And it is getting a lot of hate right now because the way the game works is essentially it's a Ponzi scheme. You have to pay so much money for you to actually exist in the game, or someone's just going to come along, destroy you, and take all your stuff. So they're getting a lot of flack right now. But the funniest part about this is that if you go look up anybody who's like reviewing the game or anything like that, and they give it a bad review, the advertisements on the video are the game.
Oh my God.
Like, there's this one guy I follow on YouTube. His name's Final Fantasy Peasant, because he's really interesting the way he displays Final Fantasy. And he even bashed it. He's a massive Final Fantasy fan. But I went to go watch his videos where he's bashing it, and literally in two of the videos where he's bashing it, I saw it probably two or three times, the advertisement for that game.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. He must live in Russia.
Actually, no, I think he lives in the UK. I think he has like a British accent or something like that.
Well, as long as he's not in Germany, where he can get in a lot of trouble. So basically, I think that base for Germany is kind of stupid.
Well, I mean, just to make a point here, Angela Merkel, the person who's basically running Germany right now, is running it into the ground. And I think that's their biggest issue right now, is they don't realize how much they're going to push away everybody else. They even pushed us away. You know, they basically said that we aren't their friends anymore. They said that as far as U.S. goes, we're considered allies, but we are not friendly with each other anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
We are the enemies.
There's Kyle.
So I guess
hey, you guys. Sorry about that. Times.
You know, they probably are just like, you know, yeah, we don't want to be friends anymore. We remember what happened in our first relationship. So, I mean, that might be it. Or maybe, you know, as long as the guy is, you know, in Great Britain and not in Germany.
Germany is a really bad place to be right now, guys.
Yes, it is.
Like 80%. Their rape rate when they let all those refugees in went up like 80% or something like that. And they're not doing anything about it. It's ending up just like UK, where you've got areas where they tell people not even to go there because the police are too afraid to arrest these refugees because it'll seem like they're racist.
Well, maybe
yeah,
this is going online
that's the
something
thing.
About it. So, yeah, welcome, Kyle, to the podcast. I know you had a little bit of technical difficulties, so how are you doing, my man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, doing great, man. Had a great 4th and spent it out on the lake and watched some fireworks come up and stuff with the family. So it was always a good time out that way. So how you guys been?
Pretty good. I've been vertically horizontal.
Hey, that's right. So just taking out a minute too, what all did I miss so far? We went over
on a little bit of the CNN meme controversy with Donald Trump.
Yes.
We touched over the new laws over in Germany. A little bit of the meme wars that have been going on, and then be careful what you meme.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we talked over the Final Fantasy 15 New Empire phone app and
right.
how essentially they're just pulling money from everybody. It's a giant Ponzi scheme.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah, the giant
I'm looking
Ponzi
at this one meme that if you posted in Germany, you'd probably go to jail. It's a picture of OJ on the phone, and it says, "How you doing, Mr. OJ? It's Rob. My mom told me about the type of work you do, and I was wondering about how getting rid of something similar." Wow.
Oh.
That is a $50 million fine in Germany.
That's
crazy.
Russia's doing it too. They have banned over 1,000 different images and phrases and stuff that people cannot post, and if they do, they go to jail.
So is this more of like the communistic view, or is this like just not having that kind of humor is just not great?
I would say it's more
not
of
great.
Totalitarianism, because most of the stuff he's banning are
right.
like images of Putin. Like if you go look,
there's
a video by Philip DeFranco where he talks about
right.
it. And he brings up this image of Putin completely dressed in like makeup with like a clown makeup on and got like rainbows in the background. And at the top it says,
oh, yeah.
And that's one of the,
oh, yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
of the images that are banned.
Well, you know something, though, if I was like the leader of a nation and somebody did that, I'd be pretty happy with the fact that I have enough power to tell somebody that they're going to go to jail or pay me $50 million for making fun of me.
Yeah.
I would do that. So, segue, ready? Let me ask you something. The whole Rob Kardashian thing, he's got 5 sisters, and he can't send one of them to beat up Black China, but he's got to post pictures of her?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dude, he might be facing jail time for this.
Well, what he should do is just go to Germany, and then he can get away with anything.
Oh man. Well, you know, it was saying that I was looking at a post on Elle magazine, and it was saying that they've got this could Blac Chyna sue Rob Kardashian for the revenge porn? And it even says, it's got a little quote right here from an actual one of the lawyers that deals with this a lot in California. They passed some laws out there, and it says, if Chyna were to sue Rob, she would certainly be able to take into account all the damages she would suffer, not only from the irreparable emotional impact, but also from the cost that would go into her gaining control over the spread of the images.
Yep, so, and then followed by that, she ended up saying, Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. So,
oh, that's
I mean,
great.
Do we really think that this can happen? I mean, is Rob... Kardashian. is he really going to face jail time? And
well, I doubt he'll actually face jail time because his crime would only at the maximum jail time for that's like 6 months to a year or something like that. But
yeah.
I can definitely see him accruing a massive lawsuit and him ending up having to pay out a lot in a settlement.
Yeah, it even says, he even said in a quote, it says from Elle, what he told Elle, he says, this is from Chyna yesterday to me. The 30-year-old wrote, I'd never been so disrespected in my life. I just bought her $250,000 worth of jewelry yesterday. This is woman is so disrespectful, I don't care. He went on to post at least two more naked or semi-naked photos of Chyna.
What is semi-naked?
Pretty crazy.
Though? I mean, because like...
I guess it would be like, semi-naked would be like, scandalous clothes or like lingerie or half
like
top
string
or
thing.
yeah
string thing.
So
I mean, well, hell, if you think about it, her image is really not that ruined because she can still do everything she does now, but this gives her a window to go into porn.
I mean it's out there.
If she wants, I mean,
and on top of that too, it may be a blessing because, you know, Kris Jenner is probably sitting there thinking like, now Rob can finally lose weight. Just go to jail and work out for 6 months.
Hey, there you go. And then, yeah, don't drop the soap, big homie.
Yep, don't drop the soap.
He'd be a teddy bear in jail.
He really would. He would get in so much shit.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be hilarious. So, okay, so Rob Jenner posts pictures like this. Now, okay, let me ask you something. I'm going to ask Tyler because Kyle's not going to tell me. I'll ask you too, Kyle, but first I'll ask Tyler. If you had a celebrity that was an ex and you had new pictures, would you post them?
No.
Like revenge or?
No.
No?
It would take her like killing someone I love for me to do something like that. I have no reason to waste my time or waste my energy to post stuff about somebody who doesn't matter.
Okay, Kyle?
That's true. Yeah, I agree with Tyler on this one, and I wouldn't either. I'll be direct with it. I wouldn't because I've seen some past friends that I actually aren't friends with anymore, but at the time were pretty good friends when I was younger, and one of my friends did this, and it was in the end, he said he went back and wished he had never done it, you know, like things that they had made porn tapes and all this stuff, and then was showing other close friends, and
how
a lot
close
of them kind of disrespect him. I mean, they were really close. I mean, like, known him for 4 or 5, 6 years. Oh, yeah, it was one of my best friends that I knew. It was someone I knew, like, for 6 years.
Do you want to name anybody's name?
No, I'm not putting that out there.
You
nah.
Trying to dox somebody?
But
I'm just saying, I think it's probably Kyle. You know, the whole, like, I have a friend that's in trouble.
No, that's somebody from my hometown. So
please send JK Podcast 101 @gmail.com, please.
Yeah. But yeah, if you guys have stories about stuff like that, yeah, just let us know or call in and, you know, troll on.
So if you have stories about, you know, naked pictures and celebrities with porn videos, send them and tell us and we'll add you on.
I do not condone.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're looking at all these different things, these memes, okay, and how big they've gotten in the internet. I know a guy by the name of Rob Huber who would spend about 30 minutes with you standing somewhere showing you all the memes he has on his phone. I know another guy that is addicted to memes now. That's you, Micah. And then I know another person who posts nothing but memes on their Instagram. as Bobby, from my friend Bobby. That's all she has memes on Instagram.
Well, I can actually tell you that the reason is because if you look at text information, like people constantly texting each other, messaging each other over Facebook, you know, you can write a long paragraph and post it, but 90, like, it's like, I think they did a study, it was like 70 to 90% of the context of your emotions when you post something in words gets lost, which means that a lot of the stuff that you can type out will be taken out of context because that emotion's not there. And I think that memes help push that emotion for whenever people are wanting to post something. They can show what they're trying to mean with a meme.
So they're just trying to show what they really mean, that's all. I hear this all day. So, okay, Kyle, how big are you into memes?
I'm not super big. I'm kind of like 50-50 on most of it. You know, some friends, you know, they'll show me every once in a while and stuff like that. So I know a few here and there that are pretty funny, but I'm not you know, super big on it, but they do get pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
My personal favorite right now is still that Donald Trump one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got this one meme where it's Donald Trump on a box of L'Oreal, and then you know how they always have the blonde, like, you know, flipping her hair back, and it's got his like long flipping his hair back, and it's just hilarious.
So, diving back to this whole Rob Kardashian thing, do you really think that there's going to be a judge out there that's going to sentence him to 6 months in prison for this?
I totally think.
Oh yeah, I mean because I mean it says right here that the state law dictates on that in California where they also they live, of course, with state law dictates that non-consensual porn, or called NCP, is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine or more. Of course, in the celebrity world, it always goes more. So.
Oh, wow. I mean, she's going to be able to sue for damages as far as personal image goes.
But my main thing is this, ready? Kim going to be able to go back and take that man to court for those videos he released?
Would you mean Kim or Black China?
I'm talking about Kim Kardashian. Remember, she got famous because of the whole videotapes.
Well, I mean, she's done it once before. I mean, if you look at the 8-bit game that came out for like phones and stuff, she sued because it had her likeness, and she won, and now she just makes money off of this game.
Yeah.
But I mean, is she actually going to get, you know, revenge against Ray J, and actually get, you know, to go to court?
Well, I mean, if this court goes the way that it wants to, well, I guess it wouldn't matter on statute of limitations. What are the statute of limitations of that type thing?
We'll have to call Germany and ask them. So we have another really good, fun topic tonight, too, guys and gals. Let me see as we go through the rundown.
Oh, while you do that, I was going to say, too, it also says right here, and it says... it says that, and no, it doesn't matter whether China or any victim has posted sexually explicit photos of herself on social media or anywhere else. The lawyer, Goldberg, last name, asserts that a porn star can sue for the spread of non-consensual porn. Nobody has the right to seize the sexual privacy of another person, no matter who that person is or what we think we know about them. So I guess there you have
really?
It.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. It.
Yeah.
Delete.
Well, we had some other stuff we want to talk about. There's a lot of new movies coming out, and a lot of new remake movies that are coming out.
Oh yeah.
We were looking at just to throw it out there. We were looking at the Jumanji trailer earlier.
Mm-hmm. And oh yeah.
The cast looks great, but I'm not quite sure I'm feeling how they're gonna do Jumanji this time.
I think it looks like it's going to be pretty funny, but I am skeptical of the classics being remade. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, they're bringing it back. You know, a lot of times I make fun of Hollywood sometimes about, oh, well, they can't come out with anything original. They've got to start making, you know, remakes. But, I mean, it's kind of, you know, making movies and stuff is kind of an art form, and you know, me and Shelby we're talking about this a while back, you know, everything's kind of being just remade because everything's already been done pretty much. So what is there to do? Oh, you got to do a remake or let's do a spinoff of something. Maybe I can do this better. But what do you guys think about that?
You know, there's a lot of movies they're talking about remaking, like The Craft, Ferris Bueller. And I think some of these should not be remade.
Yeah.
You know, those are classics.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't feel like they have to be remade. Now, if you have to go back to like the 40s, 50s, 60s, maybe 70s and remake something, or even like what Twin Peaks is doing, where you have a TV show from the 80s that is not a remake, but it's a continuation of, then I could see that. But let's keep the classic classic.
Yeah.
You know, and let's not do something that's going to harm the originality of the film. Because really you're taking, I think,
right,
someone's legend, I guess what you would say, what they would leave this world, you know, away from them.
Right.
Yeah, I think that there, I agree with you, there are some movies that should never be remade. Like, for example, they were talking a while back about trying to remake Back to the Future, you know, like the whole series. And they talked to the original cast and all that, and they said that they wouldn't do it. They said the most they would do is that, and they're still considering this as doing like a Broadway version of it.
Yeah, and they, I remember Dr. Brown saying, "Great Scott, no." So I'm glad they didn't do that. That to me is one of the best movies of all time as far as saga
series
goes.
Man. I mean,
and we've been mentioning that in our top 10. So why would you want to harm? I wouldn't even say remake, but harm that originality. And now there are some that I would like to be remade or, you know, kind of rebooted in a sense. Like Stargate would have been a pretty good one.
Stargate, man.
Stargate would be.
Stargate,
maybe even Firefly.
Yeah.
Something, you know, that even, we have some CGI.
Yeah. And now that we have better technology, like you're saying, one when you said Stargate, even, you know, they can bring back for the younger generation to pick up on, because it's such an amazing series to me. That we've talked about before is Dune.
Yeah.
Have either seen the Alien Covenant yet?
No.
I have not, and I've actually been wanting to go see that. That's on my list.
I have made a covenant not to see it.
Why?
All right. We have a list of some of the top and best and worst movies, sagas of all time. And tonight we're going to do a top five list of the top hottest / best action female stars in general, like as a total. So when we name these people, or I say females, they have to be hot and they have to be great at what they do. So we have to make sure that they are both hot and they both are good at acting. It can't be something like, you know,
Jesse,
Molly
hot
Brown
is hot is different for everybody, though.
They gotta be hot. But first, we are going to do a Wheel of Punishment.
My Lord.
Yep, we have a Wheel of Punishment.
Oh, no.
Does anybody
want
to take a guess on who will be the Wheel of Punishment?
I know who you're doing it, 'cause it's not me.
What's that?
Kyle, do you want to guess what the Wheel of Punishment will be for?
I have no idea what it's going to be, what it is going to be. Are we all included in this, or what's the stipulation here?
No, we're all included. But there is one that will answer to the Wheel of Punishment. All right, so here it is. Kyle, are you ready?
I am ready, sir, as I'll ever be.
All right, good. So you will be receiving the Wheel of Punishment.
Okay.
Okay, and the reason why you're receiving the Wheel of Punishment is not because we're remote. That has nothing to do with it. You had technical difficulties, so you pass on this. If you cannot watch Game of Thrones and catch up on the series by the time the season premiere starts, you will answer to the will of punishment.
Okay.
And yes, people,
all right, that's pretty good.
You can send us some, suggestions for the will of punishment.
Preferably Game of Thrones type suggestions.
Yes, Game of Thrones suggestions. Now I will accept.
Oh, so I'm going to be put on like
harm.
A Catherine reel.
I will accept physical harm. Anything to change is a lifestyle appearance, with the exception of piercings and tattoos. No,
okay.
Actually, tattoos can be accepted.
Oh, damn.
So, all right, people, if you're listening to us live, go ahead and send us your suggestions. Go to our Facebook page, message us there, or you can email us, jkpodcast101@gmail.com, or you can call in and leave a message or leave it live at 1-646-787-8491. That's 1-646-787-8491. I want to say it one more time because I'll make sure people understand.
Well, no, you have to say it in like a retro radio like voice, like, and you can call us in now.
1-646.
One, yes.
Go ahead.
Please call in at 1-646-787-8491.
All right, now do it once by Stewie's voice.
Please call in at 1-646-787-8491.
Oh, this is great. And then you got,
and if,
you know,
and
then
if
I got
Brian's
to
there, tell him to call too.
Yeah, there you go. Calling
so
his dog phone.
Punishment. And Kyle, if you cannot watch all the seasons and catch up by the time the premiere, July 16th, then you'll
right.
be answering to the will of punishment.
We're going to have to quiz you on air, too.
There we go.
See how much you know.
We are
going
to quiz you. No, I'm serious. We are going to quiz
you.
Oh,
I've got this. Oh, I know.
Oh, okay. What did he say? He said he's got this.
Okay, he's like, I got this.
All right, so we're going to have a total of, you know, technically, how many pieces of a pie can you cut?
I mean, as many as you want.
Well, technically,
normally around
yeah.
8 to 10. All right, Kyle, how many possibilities would you like on this pie wheel?
Oh man. So we're gonna have to.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, you go ahead.
Okay, so we're on the death wheel. We're gonna put. What are we gonna? Yeah. What are we gonna call it? The Catherine wheel.
This is not Russian roulette. It's the wheel of punishment. So go ahead.
I think to me and Tyler, it's I think it's closer to the to the Russian roulette.
Well, Tyler's not on this one.
But, yeah, I know, but what we've talked about in the past off-air and the way that we both feel about it when it was introduced, it was like, all right, guys.
So, how are you feeling right now, Kyle? Are you nervous? Are you sweating a little bit?
I'm sweating a little bit, but it's all, you know, for good fun, so I can deal with that because I can get it down.
What they put on the wheel, and then
I know that's what I'm saying too. To see what we, yeah,
it's true. Now,
I'm gonna break it out open right now.
Let me say this: is Shelby there with you?
Yeah.
Tell Shelby that you have to do the will of punishment. I just wanted to see what she says.
Yeah. They want me to let you know that I have to do the will. I have to do the Wheel of Punishment if I don't finish the Game of Thrones by the 16th. There's no comment.
No comment?
She's in her... Yeah, she's like in her own world right now.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
is going
to
be interesting.
No, I have to actually do the Wheel of Punishment if I don't finish the seasons by the 16th.
And tell her that
she said,
includes
oh, well.
Possible tattoo, baldness.
It includes possible... tattooing, baldness. She said, okay. She don't care, man. She don't care. It's just down.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So,
So basically, Shelby's okay with you in the Wheel of Punishment.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
Yep.
She has accepted his fate.
All right, so just to kind of give
you
a couple
of ideas. She says she has her own.
Oh, Shelby, if you're listening, 1-646-787-8491.
That, once again, is 1-646-787-8491. Call in now.
Call in now. I think this will be great. This will be a cleansing thing.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I was also not trying to change the subject, just throwing something in there. I was kind of excited about, you know, we were talking about remakes and old movies coming back. Kurt Russell actually just gave his blessing doing Big Trouble. Yeah, Big Trouble in Little China. So, you know how awesome that 80s movie was. So, that's going to be a pretty good one. But, guess who's there wanting to actually star in it right now?
Who?
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is set to headline the film, which is being penned by Ashley Miller and Zach Zintz.
But what movie does Dwayne Rock Johnson not give the go-ahead on? I feel like he's in everything.
Yeah.
If they made a remake,
say his Johnson's in everything.
You know. I will say there is one remake that I'm actually extremely excited for, and that's Blade Runner.
What's
that? That does look good, and the fact that they have Harrison Ford in it.
And Ryan Gosling. He's going to kill it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get this list started. You ready? Hottest/best female action stars, 1 to 5. Okay. So I'm going to start it off with a suggestion. You ready? Kate Beckinsale.
What's that?
No, she's not my top.
Kate Beckinsale.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, to kind of make it a little case for her, not only is she hot in leather in all those Underworld films, do you know how old she is? She's 42.
Yeah, how old is she?
She's 42.
Oh, wow.
And she has a teenage daughter that's pretty hot, too. So, like, Kate Beckinsale, that's not bad. I mean, she looks great. So I'm making an argument for that. But, Tyler, I know you have one. Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely what I want to put in, like, probably in my number 5 spot would probably be Karen Gillan. She was in Doctor Who. She's going to be in the new Jumanji. She was also in Oculus.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I love her. She was my favorite in Doctor Who.
But what other movies has she been in, though? That's the thing.
Well, she's been in Oculus. She's going to be in Jumanji. I think she's been in another couple low-key films, but she was in Doctor Who for 3 seasons as well.
It has to be action.
Jumanji's going to be action. Did you not see that?
That's true. Okay. We'll put it in the back.
That woman does a flying back kick.
She did a flying back kick.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyle, do you have any suggestions?
Gail got it from Fast and Furious series, and then now is, of course, in Wonder Woman.
What? Wonder Woman.
So
Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah, she's a good pick. I think I'd rather have her higher, though.
Okay, so would we put her in the top 5?
Oh,
you're top 3.
Saying, yeah.
What?
Same here.
Yeah, I think so. What's another one? Tyler, I know you had another one.
Yeah, I've got a couple. I mean, Scarlett Johansson. Badass Black Widow. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
I would put her like my number 4 spot.
So what we're doing is we're saying that, what's her name again?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is in the top 5. Okay, I agree with that.
I don't know how you don't hear her name and just don't have, like, dreams about her every night.
I was thinking about something that only I could get in trouble with Germany for.
Oh, God, yeah.
So,
as long as you keep your mouth shut, you can do whatever you want.
Just have to really mean what I mean, you know?
That's it.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, yep. The Atomic Blonde.
Charlize Theron. Yeah.
She looks fantastic. Every single trailer I've seen for that movie has got me
so
hyped.
I'm going to say she belongs number 3.
You want to make Charlize Theron number three?
All right, number four.
Charlize Theron?
Okay. Yeah. How
yeah.
Do you
know
her name?
Yeah, I would say that.
It's Charlize.
Almost there.
Theron.
All right, and
she was
number
in,
five. Hold on. What did you say, Kyle?
Yeah, she was also in, you know, the remake with Marky Mark in The Italian Job, which is one of my favorite movies.
Oh yeah. I completely forgot about that. The Italian Job was one of my favorite old movies,
not
too.
Not bad. Good suggestion there.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot, let's say Gal Gadot's number three then. How about that?
Yeah, we can put Gal Gadot at number three.
Can we spell her name right?
Please? Yeah, it's G-A-L.
Yep, and then G-A-D-O-T.
Hold on, I have it. G-A-D-O-N... Yeah, D-O-T.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I think...
Good build D-O-T.
Yeah, it's D-O-T.
I think another good suggestion for top hot female best action stars should... I think by technicality, by number five, should definitely be Angelina Jolie.
Well, yes. Are you saying that because...
Tomb Raider series?
I think it's that because if we really think about it, she set... The pace for people.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
she
like
did a killer job as Tomb Raider. Like, when I see Tomb Raider,
but
I think of her.
Don't forget, she also played in Salt and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's done a lot of action plays.
Yeah.
I'd accept her as number five.
Okay, so number two would be Scarlett Johansson, I think. Or at least for now, we'll put her on the list and make sure I spell her name right. Was it Scarlett spelled normal?
Yeah.
Johansson?
Yeah, it's J-O-A-H... Hold on. I got it right here.
J-O-A-H.
J-O-H-A-N-S-S-O-N.
All right, so let's talk about best of all time.
That's going to be really
hey,
hard.
Hey, I'm going to say two. Also got some more like individual roles coming up. And she was recently, of course, we've been talking about some Netflix stuff as well coming up. So this kind of correlates along with that. Kate Mara, you know, she played with Marky Mark in Shooter. And then, you know, she was one of the sub-actresses in The Martian with, man.
Yes.
Oh. Gosh, man. What's his name? Big title. But anyways, also played a small role in Iron Man and is going to be she also played the role in that new movie with the dog, proceeds to be in the military. The dog saves her from getting killed. That's she plays in that. And she's a really big
if you can't name her awesome. Name Will of Punishment.
Kate. Now her name is Her name is Kate Mara, and then yeah. But yeah, she's an upcoming actress. She also was recently on Late Night with Ferguson. So it's she's got some big parts coming up, and she also has a sister that's in the industry as well. So they've got some big roles coming up in some new movies and stuff. So but they're in the action scene for a while.
I got two that
okay,
I want to recommend. I want to throw at you. Now this goes back to Game of Thrones too, because Game of Thrones has a phenomenal cast right now.
Okay.
I'm torn between Emilia Clarke and Maisie Williams. And that's Emilia Clarke plays Daenerys, and Maisie Williams plays Arya Stark.
But are either one of them hotter than Jessica Biel?
I don't.
Or
Mila Jovovich. I'm looking at these. I'm cheating. I'm looking for some honorable mentions. But seriously, are either one of those hotter than Jessica Biel or Mila Jovovich?
I think it's hotter when the girl is empowered. And, I mean, if you look at Maisie Williams, that girl destroys grown men with a tiny little sword. It's terrifying. She's a bat.
You know who else destroys men with a sword? Uma Thurman.
That's true. Yeah, Uma Thurman destroys
Honorable mentions, Uma Thurman, Kate Beckinsale, Jessica Biel, and Mila Jovovich. And, of course, Amelia Clark, and what's the other girl's name?
Maisie Williams.
Yeah. Honorable mentions. But
yeah.
I think we have to go for, like, hot for this number one.
Yeah.
It has to be hot.
I'm telling you, man. You gotta look up Kate Mara, man, and the movie that she's in with the military dog and where she's at, the empowerment is Megan Levy is the name of the movie, and it's out right now. So
okay.
It got a 7.2. So I'm telling you, you gotta check it out.
All right, maybe I will. I'll check it out for real. All
right, so who are we putting as number one?
That's a good question. I mean, you've got some other chicks like Michelle Rodriguez, Selma Hayek. I mean, those are honorable mentions,
yeah.
Of course. I mean, but they're, you know, international Megan Fox to a degree. You know.
Yeah, you gotta think of also, like, how big they are, like, internationally.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what movies they've been in. Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of really good suggestions. Jessica Alba, even though she hasn't really been in anything recently, I mean, she's still, you know, out there.
She was.
Yeah, but
yeah,
compare their acting and their hotness. Put them both together.
True.
Because
true.
Some of those actresses are hot, but their acting is shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Lucy Liu?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
She is pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Wilde.
I like Olivia Wilde.
Jennifer,
maybe
about,
we just need to get like a. Maybe we need to like do an interactive. Yeah. Maybe we need to get like a list. Maybe we need to get like a list and then post it up for a few weeks and then put it on our exclusive VIP and let someone vote about it. You know?
Keira Knightley.
I mean, there's a possibility there. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I got it.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't even
kick ass, man.
Oh,
she
yeah,
she is the most kick ass female actress right now.
Okay, so yeah, no pun intended. I think that's a pretty good suggestion. I don't know if she's number one, but she's definitely up there.
Who do we have as number five?
Well,
right
you
now?
Know, we've got if we're gonna do this, you know, if we're gonna do this list,
Angelina.
We can't be biased. We're gonna have to do the dudes as well, you know, like who's popular out there, who's the best actresses. I mean. We're going to have some females out there who are going to be pissed off at us.
You know,
that's why I've been trying to break down the testosterone about the hotness. Of
yeah,
everything.
Well, you know, if Kyle
yeah.
wanted the hot list,
yeah.
that's fine. We can definitely let you do that. All right, Anne Hathaway is another good honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
We say Carrie Fisher from back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean,
Halle
she
Berry.
Pretty much led the way for...
Not for me,
Fish,
man.
All the way up. I mean,
I'm really
Catwoman.
Picky, I'm really picky about my actresses.
Don't forget, she wasn't James Bond.
Yeah, and James Bond. So,
mm-hmm. James Bond was a pretty good one. Michelle Pfeiffer back in the day. Don't forget her.
Yeah.
What about Natalie yep. Portman?
Ooh.
What do you guys
yeah.
think about her?
I think that she is a hot candidate.
Yeah,
I would dare
I mean,
say probably
one of her
number one.
B for Vendetta. Yeah.
I mean, I will say that not only has she done a plethora of phenomenal movies, but the woman is so
yeah.
well taught and so self learned. Like she knows like six different languages. She finished college before
yeah.
she started acting.
Yeah.
She's
that's true, and she's so humble about stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. I have a Game of Thrones suggestion. Lena Headey.
I was saying that earlier, man.
I mean, she's intense, but I don't like her. I
yeah.
love hating her.
Yeah, but,
she was like
yeah,
Joffrey.
Yeah.
I love
but
hating
now,
Joffrey.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, but now if you saw her in the series, she was in that small series that I've told when we've had her on the list before and mentioned her name. In the past podcast with that Terminator series they had on HBO for a while, I bought the box set and she did a phenomenal job being a younger Sarah Connor, going through the time rifts and trying to take out, Cyberdyne systems before they got started. So I mean that's another whole thing, man. I mean she was kicking ass in that show, man. I mean it was, you know, you
too.
Got the beauty side, but I mean she was just in your face hardcore.
Yeah, that's true. Lucy Lawless is another one. The classic from back in the day. Emma Stone. I mean, we've got, like, we go on and on and on about all sorts of different women that we can name. But I think that, honestly, I think Natalie Portman is probably number one. I can't see anybody beating her on that level. And I'm even including, you know, like Cameron Diaz on that list too. Yeah, I don't. And Sigourney Weaver from back in the day. I mean, she was hot back in the day, and Alien and everything.
Yeah, it's just they're kind of. Yeah, I could see that. Cameron Diaz is more of a like a comedical, like, not a whole lot of, you know, kicking ass besides maybe in There's Something About Mary when she got it really started up. So literally.
Yeah, for real. All right, so our top five. All right, hottest / best female action stars in our JK podcast style of all time. Number five, Angelina Jolie. Number four, Charlize Theron. Number three, Gal Gadot. Number two, Scarlett Johansson. And number one, Natalie Portman. Fair to say. I think we got a pretty solid list.
That is it.
What do you feel about
that's
it,
solid.
Those aren't my top five.
Well, if you ever want to know Tyler's top five, look for the sticky magazine. Between the
No, but you're right. I mean, as far as like record and history goes, these are probably the top five best action actresses out there. Me personally, I'm looking at like the new up and coming people that are killing it in the scene.
Well, okay, so in fairness, then, our next podcast, we'll do a top five for new up and coming. Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
I think we should do up and coming overall. We shouldn't do gender next time. We should talk about
up
overall
and coming
because
overall.
There's so many good actors that
we'll
are up
that.
And coming right now.
We'll do that for sure. So before we end this podcast today, you can find us on iTunes, JK Podcast, on the search bar. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at JK Podcast 101. Tyler can tell you, was it Twitter also, right?
Twitter, Facebook, Patreon.
Right.
We're all posted up on there if you guys want to search her, and CastBox as well.
And real quick, because we only have a few seconds left, Kyle, what did you learn today?
I learned that I better get off that death wheel, so to speak, and watch the rest of the series that I've been wanting to do for
Tyler,
so long anyway. What
did you learn?
I learned that you have horrible picks at actresses.
And I learned that Kyle will be answering to the will of punishment if he doesn't finish all of Game of Thrones catched up by the premiere July 16th. And one of the suggestions that just came out, shaving his head bald.
Oh, wow.
So that is all, Jay. Yep, that's going to be pretty rough, Kyle. I'm sorry. But that is all for tonight's episode 21, the remake, the reboot, and good for you. Hope you enjoyed it. You can find us and listen, download, and subscribe. Go to Patreon. Donate if you want to see and hear more. And, guys, it was a pleasure as always. And what are we always, Kyle?
Just joking.
Always on the fly.
There we go. So that is it, guys and gals. Have a good night and happy 4th of July and happy birthday to those on the July 5th.